As Catholics, we have the privilege of being part of the Mass, which is the perfect act of worship. It's the sacrifice of Jesus Christ offering his life to the Father. And it's the same act of worship passed on to us from generation to generation, going all the way back to the Last Supper when Christ instituted the Mass. But I think there's a danger as Catholics if we try and just hide behind the outward rituals. I think for many Catholics, they get used to coming to Mass every Sunday because we're Catholic and that's what we do. And we know when to stand, we know when to sit, we know when to kneel, we know when to sing and open the hymnals. And we just go through the outward rituals, but it stops there for many people. And so there's a danger that we stop with the outward rituals and don't actually get beyond those rituals to an encounter with Christ. The one who's offering his life at the Mass. The one who's present behind the veil of the bread and the wine. Now, ultimately, what the Mass is geared towards is to help us have a personal encounter with Jesus Christ, who's reaching out to his people. If you were to ask most Catholics if they have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, I think the most common response you would get would be a startled, confused look. People would be like, what do you mean by that? Why are you asking me that? One-third of Catholics in the United States do not even believe in a personal God that you can have a relationship with. They believe in a God who's some sort of impersonal force, that you can't actually have a relationship with him. And only 48% of Catholics in the United States say that they're certain that it's possible to have a relationship with God. Not that 48% would say that they have a personal relationship, but only 48% would say that it's even possible to have a personal relationship with God, which means the majority of Catholics would say that it's not possible. Now, I think very few Catholics, if you ask them if they have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, would say, oh yes, absolutely. And so there's a block between what we actually believe, what the church affirms. We believe in a personal God. As we read through the Gospels, Jesus Christ is healing people. He's teaching us in today's Gospel through parables. In the Mass, he's offering his life and sacrifice. We profess the belief in a personal God who desires to be in a relationship with his people. But for whatever reason, there's a block between that and the experience of most Catholics who don't even think that that's possible. About a month ago, I went with a group of youth. We had a group of 30 that went here from St. Mary of the Woods and St. Patrick to a youth conference at Franciscan University. And it was an extremely powerful experience for the youth that they were there. And one of the things that makes it so powerful is that during this weekend, there's young people who for the first time have a personal encounter with Jesus Christ. There's a time of prayer, Eucharistic adoration, where young people, many of them are touched in a way that they've never even thought possible. And so many of them are overwhelmed and are in tears with this experience as they hear God talking to them or have this encounter with Christ. And as you're there, you can look around and see these young people who are having this powerful encounter with Christ. And so many of the young people don't even think that that's possible. And for the first time, it dawns on them that this isn't just a piece of bread. This is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. He's there, and he desires to be in a relationship with his people. And so I think for many of the young people who go on these retreats, it's a turning point where they realize for the first time that it is possible to have a relationship with God, with Jesus Christ. And in our second reading, St. Paul talks about prayer. Prayer is the foundation of having a relationship with God. You can't have a relationship with someone if you refuse to talk to them. You have to talk to someone. You have to reach out to them and communicate with them to be in a relationship with them. And so prayer has to be the foundation of a personal relationship with Christ. And if people don't believe that it's possible to have a relationship with God, they're probably not praying. So I want to spend a little bit of time talking about prayer. St. Paul says in the second reading that we do not know how to pray as we ought, but it's the Holy Spirit who comes to our aid and who intercedes for us and teaches us how to pray. And so a few things about prayer. First is it's absolutely essential to have a designated time of prayer. You know, it's good to pray throughout the day as we're doing things, like if we're driving somewhere, you know, pray a rosary or something like that. But it's also important to have a designated time that we set aside. Depending on our schedules and our other commitments, whether it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or an hour, but to have a designated time each day that we dedicate to prayer. Second thing is we should approach prayer with humility. You know, some people approach prayer and they're doing it to put on a show so that other people see how holy they are, or they're doing it to get something from it. You know, they want some sort of powerful experience, some sort of vision or revelation from God, or for whatever reason, they just approach prayer with a sense of pride. Humility has to be the foundation of prayer. That we approach the Lord as His children, recognizing our complete and total dependence upon God. And that we're simply there to seek God, to desire Him, and to pray to Him. To approach prayer with an attitude of humility. And that we're not putting on a show for God. That we come to Him in the midst of our brokenness, in the midst of our weakness, recognizing that we need Him. And so humility has to be the foundation of an authentic life of prayer. You know, just being thankful that we're able to spend some time in the awesome presence of God. Next thing I'd say about prayer is we shouldn't be focusing on ourselves in prayer. You know, prayer can be selfish. If we just focus on ourselves, I want this, I want this, I want this. You know, if we went to a friend and every time we talked to him, we just wanted something, that's not going to make for a healthy relationship. So prayer should be focused not upon ourselves, but upon God. We should focus on Jesus Christ. Scripture can help us do that. You know, if we read a passage from the gospel and just meditate upon, you know, a line or a short passage from Scripture, that can help to focus us away from ourselves and to focus on God. You know, ultimately, prayer should be about encountering Christ and seeking to know who He is on a deeper level. So focus not upon ourselves, but upon Christ, and offer something to Him. You know, offer Him the time of prayer. Consecrate that to Him and make that your offering. Offer Him your family. You know, that your family exists not for our own benefit, but for God. It's a gift from Him that we offer to Him. Offer Him your job, the fruits of your labor, your income, your time. Offer the Lord something in your prayer. And surrender to Him and allow the Holy Spirit to guide your prayer, as St. Paul says in the second reading. And if we pray through the power of the Holy Spirit, and if we dedicate ourselves to a consistent time of prayer, and if we approach prayer with an attitude of humility, then we're going to find the God whom we seek. God does not want to hide Himself from us. He wants to be in a relationship with us. Now, sometimes it is difficult to sense the presence of God, but our Lord can do that sometimes to build our desire, so that we desire Him more. Because sometimes we desire more the things that we can't have right away. And so sometimes He hides His appearance because He desires to increase our desire for Him within us. Yesterday, we celebrated the Feast of St. Mary Magdalene. And I think she's a very important saint that exemplifies this yearning and longing that we should have for Jesus Christ. You know, on the morning of the resurrection, you know, after the apostles had come and John and Peter had seen the empty tomb, they went away. But Mary Magdalene stayed at the tomb and she was weeping because her desire for Christ was so great. And so she stayed right at the empty tomb until Christ appeared to her. She's the first person recorded in Scripture that Christ appeared to after the resurrection. And I think that's a beautiful example for us for a life of prayer, that we should be dedicated to that prayer, that we should be waiting just as Mary Magdalene was at the tomb, increasing our desire for Christ and our desire to be in a relationship with Him so that we too can encounter the risen Lord in a powerful way.